Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, Are You Ready for the Judgment? Based on our reading of Ezekiel chapter 23, verse 36 to 39. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. The Lord said, Moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Ahola and Aholibah? Yea, declared unto them their abominations, that they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hand, and with their idols have they committed adultery, and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. Moreover, this they have done unto me. They have defiled my sanctuary in the same day and have profaned my Sabbaths. For when they had slain their children to their idols, then they came to the same day into my sanctuary to profane it. And lo, thus have they done in the midst of mine house. There are many of us Christians who somehow believe that we can continue to participate in spiritual whoredom and God will remain quiet. There are many of us Christians who sometimes believe that we can continue to hold onto the world with one hand and hold onto the Lord with the other hand. For some strange reason, some of us Christians believe that because we are sinners, God understands and He will not punish us because of our whoredom. Today, the Lord is reminding us that the same way He placed judgment upon the children of Israel because of their whoredom, it is the same way that He's going to place judgment upon those of us who refuse to let go of our spiritual fornication and whoredom. In Ezekiel chapter 23, the Lord gave a very clear view of the actions of Judah and Israel as they both participated in whoredom. This chapter also describes the punishment that God laid at their feet. A few minutes ago, we examined the action of Judah and Israel through the eyes of two adulterous sisters, Ahola and Aholibah. In verses 39, we just read what God said to them about their actions and the actions that He will take towards them. Do you see the kind of things that God's people were involved in? They defiled the temple of God with their abomination. They participated in some of the sinful practices of the heathen neighbors. And what is most startling is the fact that these people continue to live as if they were the children of God. They continue to attend church services and participate in them as well. There are some of us Christians who know that some of the things we are doing currently, especially what we do at night, they is not pleasing in the sight of God. We know that what we do in the dark should not be done, but we are such a slave to our carnal nature that we refuse to let the Holy Spirit help us to give up the evil actions. We know that we should not be participating in leadership roles in the church, knowing that our lives are not right with God. But we continue to participate because we somehow believe that God will not do anything about it. But today, God is sending us, all of us, a strong warning that although it appears that He's asleep, the same way He pronounced judgment upon His people, Judah and Israel, it is the same way that He will pronounce judgment upon us. The God that we worship is not asleep. Do you remember what He said in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14? Let me read that for you. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. God is recording everything that we do in the book of remembrance. And unless the blood of Jesus has been applied against every transgression that is recorded against our name in heaven, we are going to drink of the wine of the wrath of God. as outlined in Revelation chapter 14, verse 10. Let us take a few minutes to examine the punishment that God placed upon these two adulterous sisters. I read for you verses 46 to 49 of Ezekiel chapter 23. For thus saith the Lord God, I will bring up a company upon them and will give them to be removed and spoiled. And the company shall stone them with stones and dispatch them with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause lewdness to cease of the land, that all women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and ye shall bear the sins of your idols, and ye shall know that I am the Lord God. God is going to bring every single one of our words and actions into judgment. God is going to hold us accountable for every single word, thought, and action. We will not be in any position to pass the blame onto anyone else, because God is going to make sure that we have to give an account for all the things that we have done. When the judgment has set and the books are open, do you and I know how we are going to stand in that great day? Be assured of the fact that unless the blood of Jesus has been applied to the sinful acts that have been recorded against our name in the book of remembrance, we are going to be in serious trouble when our names come up in the judgment. However, if we allow the Holy Spirit to apply his blood against the sinful practices recorded in the book of remembrance, then through the grace of Jesus Christ, we will receive the gift of eternal life. For every single one of us have a choice to make today. Will we allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every single area of our lives, so that he can allow the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all our sins and to give us the power to stop transgressing against the laws of God? I pray that when the judgment is set and the books in heaven are open, that we will be able to stand in that great day. Let us pray. Father, what a word. Lord, what a reminder to us that we need to be ready for the judgment. We need to be ready by placing ourselves in a position where we confess our sins and where we allow the Holy Spirit to help us to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Thank you for the word, Lord, that penetrated our soul today. Continue to bless us today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.